On this Monday morning, this is a great Michigan tradition, a great Port Huron tradition, the Bayview Mackinac race, and it's coming up. It'll be here before you know it. July 16th is the date. Joining us right now with what we know about the race thus far, the race chairman, Chris Clark. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well and already getting excited for the 98th consecutive running of this race. How big of an impact has COVID had on this race the last couple of years?
Well, it's had a large impact on it. I was actually race chairman in 2020, and we were not able to use the harbor that year, use it as we had in the past, putting the bulk of the competitors in the harbor. And in last year, 2021, we were in a very similar situation. But this year, we've worked well with the DNR, Chicago Yacht Club. We've had help from local businesses and from Representative John DeMoose and the DNR. And we're going to be able to use the harbor again this year.
Well,
so that's fantastic.
That's huge, isn't it? That makes a big difference.
It's huge. It really helps at the end of the event, Sailing is a social sport, and all the boats being rafted up in the harbor, that gives us that's really kind of the end of the that's the end goal for a lot of people. A lot of people like that environment, and a lot of people do the race just for the camaraderie.
Absolutely. The finish line will be different again this year, won't it?
Different but the same.
Yeah.
We have finished at the Mission Point end of the island, which for anybody who doesn't know, is on the extreme, Mission Point Resort is on the extreme east end of the island, and we will be finishing there. We finished there in the past, so just one of our other finish lines that we've used on the island before.
It sounds like there's a lot of demand to be in this race already. A number of boats have signed up.
That is absolutely true. We have 148 boats entered as of this morning. And, we will be able to provide dockage on the island for all those 148 boats. And we're looking forward to, what's probably another, 50 to 70 boats would be a normal entry list for the race.
By the way, the Cove Island course is back.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, as you know, we run two courses, typically the smaller boats. Hug the shoreline and go right up around, the Michigan Thumb, and then on around the top of Bablo Island and finish at Mackinac. But the bigger boats, they like a little longer race. So we go out to Cove Island, which is about the entrance to Georgian Bay, and then sail from there over to Mackinac Island. That kind of ensures that one of those directions is going to be an upwind race, which is typical of a lot of sailboat races. So that's fantastic, and we're glad that COVID has worked its way through our system and that we're able to offer both race courses again. We're really excited about that.
Yeah. I mentioned that this is the 98th consecutive running of this race. You got to be looking at the 100th coming up in a couple of years. I know that those plans are still being drawn up, but what are some of the things that you're looking forward to with the 100th?
Well, like a lot of events like this, there's a lot of build up to some of our big anniversaries, and as you say, the 100th is one of them. We have a committee actively working on that, and we expect to keep the race at its traditions, and we expect to have a hopefully significantly larger entry list for that race. We're trying to recruit boats from not only out of the Great Lakes but out of the country. And look forward to having a great show that year.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We really look forward to that. Sponsorship is always a big deal. You couldn't do this race without sponsors, could you?
Absolutely not. We absolutely could not do the race without our sponsors. Putting on an event like this, requires support from a huge group of volunteers, and also financial support is required. We've got our sponsor, Schepler's Ferry Services. We've got Atwater Brewery, Tito's Vodka, and also one of our sponsors is the Mackinac Race Foundation, a charity we put together to help keep the tradition of the race together. And we really appreciate the support of all our volunteers, all our sponsors, and they really help us make this a fantastic event.
How many trips from Port Huron to Mackinac have you made in this race?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to figure out when I got this old. I've done more than 30 Port Huron to Mackinac races. I think the number's closer to 35 now. I'm not a big one for keeping track of lists. But I am a double old goat, meaning I've done more than 25 Port Huron races and more than 25 Chicago races.
Wow.
So I've been on this racetrack a few times.
That's a special fraternity, the old goats, and there are a lot of people that once they start closing in on that number, it's like, well, I can't stop now. I gotta make it to 25.
That is absolutely true. At Baby Yacht Club, we've got some plaques that honor the old goats, and you read through that list of names there, and that's quite a group of people, and I'm honored to be, in that group of people. It's a fantastic tradition. And then we also have the old forts, which are for the race committee members that have done more than 25 races also.
Yeah, that's a special group as well. It's a special race and a special yacht club, a special relationship, I think, between Bayview Yacht Club and the city of Port Huron and the Port Huron Yacht Club. We look forward to this celebration every single year.
We do also. Everybody who's involved with the race is so generous with their time and their support. And we couldn't do it. Yeah, like I keep saying this over and over again, but we absolutely could not do it without them. We've got a great race, great tradition, great group of competitors and sponsors. I'm really fortunate to have this group because, I'm just kind of the traffic director and there are a lot of other people that do all the hard work. And me personally, I really appreciate it and the competitors appreciate it.
We'll, I'm sure, talk again frequently as this race gets closer, but we really appreciate the update this morning and look forward to having a lot of boats set sail from Port Huron on July 16th.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you and, always look forward to spreading the news about the race.
All right. We'll see you.
Have a great day.
We'll see you up in Port Huron before too much longer. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.